What is up, everybody? You are listening to Mimosas with Mark on whatever platform you are using. If you haven't already, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on all of our social media pages and shout us out when you're listening. Now it's time to kick back, relax, and pour that mimosa because the episode starts now. Welcome, everybody, to the season finale of Mimosas with Mark. You're damn right it is. The season 6 finale. Do you guys know this means there have been 60 episodes? At least? Like, I just want to say, I want to thank everybody who's been a fan. Like, I want to thank you guys all. Like, this has been an amazing journey, really. We started a year and a half ago. Remember Coronacation? Yeah, okay, we remember Coronacation. So, I just feel like the growth, the development, I'm excited, everybody. Dude, okay, so let me just give you guys an update of what's going on in life. Grad school starts next week. Yeah, I know, I'm glad we're here. So I got my syllabi on Web Canvas. Not excited. No. I understand. We all, we're getting degrees out here, but I'm not excited, at all. It's a lot of reading, but this year I feel like I'm actually gonna try to be a good student, Normally, I would just, I'm not gonna say, half-ass it, but normally, I'm not reading something. I don't like reading. Personally, this is not my thing. But I feel like in my graduate school time, I'm gonna want to start, trying to actually be more of a scholar. So that's what I've decided I'm going to do with that. So that literally starts next week. So for season 7, because this is the season finale. I'm not really sure what the structure is going to be for season 7. We may have to switch up the structure. We just flip the switch. I don't know. We have to see what the cards play, what cards were dealt, because, I just feel like Tuesday may become a busy day. So who knows? We may have to switch it up on these niggas. What the fuck? And if we do have to switch it up on these niggas, it's okay. Don't worry about it. If we have to switch it up on these niggas, then, I will let everybody know ahead of time. I won't just put it out there hey, we're not coming on. We're not doing what we normally do. We're switching up on niggas. No, I will let you know that we have switched it up on niggas. I can guarantee you that. There we go. So yeah, that's grad school. Next week, okay? Class is on Monday. Class is in session. And we back. I'm wearing the glasses, period. I'm bringing my work issued MacBook. I don't even know what I'm gonna be doing on it, because I don't even know what the class is that I'm going to on Monday, but I'm going. I'm ready. I'm ready to have a fun time. I'm ready to have a good day. I'm ready to have a good semester. A semester that's worth it. So, more updates. Let's keep going with the life updates. Yeah, we're going to keep going with the life updates. Okay. So, the new job. And, you know, I call it the new job because I like to separate business and pleasure. Some of you bitches don't know about separating the two, business and pleasure. Some of you bitches like to put business in pleasure and like to mix your pleasure in your business. And then some of you bitches like to get into other people's business and put your pleasure into other people's business and maybe other people's pleasure into your business. That's your pleasure to be punching in your business. Talk to me about it. So the new job, you know, Senorita Salary. That's what we'll call her, Senorita Salary. I can't wait to get started. Like this weekend, I'm really having my first big event, so it'll be great. I'm meeting some people, so it'll be great to meet the people, you know, who I'm going to be dealing with for the next 8 weeks. I'm ready for it. I hope they're ready for it. It's going to be a jam-packed 8 weeks. I'm turnt. You already know me. Like, get this shit going. Like, you already know. So I hope everybody's ready. So that's that. The new job's great. I love it. I got a work phone. Like it's an actual phone, like an office phone. So like, I don't know, you know, there's a lot going on. A lot of life updates, you guys. Just stay tuned. Because they're coming. So yeah, I got this work phone, and I'm such like not a professional, but like I've become a professional like the past like this summer. The brain, the body, and the bank account, like this, it all, the brain was a really big one. The body, I am so fucking like, you need to do better, Mark. Hold me accountable, you guys. Because I was going to the gym and doing all my body stuff and doing all that body work and whatnot. But then I hurt my knee, and I hurt it, but just when I had the wound, that's really when I stopped going. That's really when I stopped, and I haven't been back since, y'all. That was like June. Or July. I don't know what month was for the brain, the body, and the bank account anymore. I don't even remember. I think it was June. It was June. June was for the brain, the body, and the bank account. Because I haven't been back since the end of June. June 31st. Or 30th. I don't know the months. So, you know, I got to get back to the gym, definitely. That's something I got to do. And I, you know, there's been a lot of life going on. You know, that's my issue. I get wrapped up in a lot of life situations, and I just, like, completely throw my life away because I'm just like, oh, my God, what's going on here? What's going on there? What's going on there? What's going on there? And that's my problem. I've identified it. And I'm working on it, you know? I'm trying to be a better me than I was yesterday. And that's what you got to do. As long as you're trying to be a better you than you were yesterday, nobody can take that away from you. So back to whatever update that was. I don't even remember what we were talking about. Like, I don't even know how we got onto that. Yeah, I don't even remember. So that's gone. But like I said, so yeah, it was the life update. Let's continue on with them. Oh, the gym. I got to get back in the gym, everybody. So hold me accountable, okay? So if you hear this podcast and you know me, hit me up and say, get your fat ass to the gym. I'm probably eating. Me and Michael just celebrated 6 months. Yeah, you know, he's amazing. Can I just talk about it? Dude's amazing. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, I don't know. February, if you would have told me where I'd be right now in February when I came to the decision to, like, you know, be bi and all that stuff. I don't want to say, like be bi and all that stuff. When I came to the decision to, like, you know, be open, out and open with it and all that shit. Let me say, did I know that I would be here in August? I didn't. It wasn't the plan. I didn't have an agenda. There was no agenda. There was no, like, this is what I want. Like, it just kind of fell into place, you know? It just kind of fell. Like, it just happened. And, like, that's how, you know, that's how I always, not to say that's how I always, like, thought it would happen, but, like, that's the ideal way I like it to happen. Things just, like, fall into place. Like, things just, I feel like things are all about timing. Like, things happen at the proper time, like, for the right reasons, personally. Like, I don't know how to explain it with, like, I don't know how to explain it without sounding, like, so basic, but, like, I don't know, I think just, I talk about it to Michael all the time, like, what were the odds that I was on Tinder at the same time I was on Tinder for a week. He was on there for, like, a lot longer than that. So it's, like, what are the odds that we cross paths, like, at all, and all the people in Vegas, and then, like, he was the only person I really talked to on Tinder, so it was, like, one for one. And I'm not gonna lie to you, the nigga got game. I'm not gonna lie to you. What? Ladies, let me hear you. If he got you on game, let me hear you. Hello. Hello. Girls, because I won't tell you what he told me. Because you niggas might try to steal it. But he got me on game. Like, don't let the glasses fool you. That nigga's a gamer. No. But, yeah, did I think I would be, like, you know, this far, like, all giggly-eyed and googly and all that shit? Not at all, no. So I just want to say, like, 6 months, and I'm so happy. Oh, my God. Like, let's talk about that. It's the happiness for me. Yeah, it's been a great time. I don't know how else to explain it. I've been speechless. I don't know. He's great. He's amazing. So 6 months, it's been amazing. Thank you, Michael. You're great. Hope, you know, I don't know what to say to another 6 months, because that sounds like we're going to, like, leave each other in, like, like 6 more months. But, like, you know, two forever on, all that shit. All that stuff. Yeah. I don't know. Why? I don't know how to sign off on that. I don't know. God. So I guess more life updates. I guess we can keep going. We can just keep going. The whole it's the season 6 finale. So, like, what the fuck? We can put it up again. We can go for some. Okay, so my thing is, so another life update. I just got done filming for a UNLV video. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about me being the face of the brand. Let's talk about me being the face of the university. Let's really talk about me being the logo. And if you want to be serious, let's talk about me being the mascot. Now, if I can recall, I told you bitches that I would be running this shit one day. And let me ask you a question. Because I'm on my way, nana. I told you niggas. Now, let me just talk about it. So I saw the video that I recorded for, you know, my amazing UNLV job. You know, I'm the face of, you know, a branch at UNLV. Like I said, I like to keep my business and my pleasure personal and, you know, separated. And this is my pleasure. So if you know me, you can go find it out. But if you don't know me, then good luck finding it out. Because you're not about to get me caught up. Mm-mm. Not I set the golden tiger. Exactly. But, So, what was I saying? No. So, fucking damn. I really forgot it for a second. Let's retract it. You're not about to catch me. Business pleasure. Oh, okay. So for my fucking, okay, boom, period. So I saw the video that's going to be playing at UNLV Creates. And going to be all over the social media pages. Talk to me about it. You don't even, like, what the fuck? I told you niggas that I would be the phrase, the fucking brand. I told you niggas that I am this motherfucking, I be, you know. And I told you niggas, you guys can either ride the wave with me, you can either ride the wave or drown. I told you bitches this too, like a couple years ago. I want to say 3-4 years ago. You ride the wave or you drown. And unfortunately, a lot of you bitches are about to start drowning. A lot of you bitches are about to start drowning. Like, I found out what I gotta wear just to go to the bodega. Like, just to go to the bodega, like, and don't tell, I don't want y'all to know what I wear just to, y'all don't even got to know what I wear just to do that, like, I'm not even gonna talk to y'all about what I wear to do that. Exactly, that's how y'all listening range, y'all gotta pay for that, that's the subscription. That's a subscription. So, yeah, I just can't wait for the future of where I grow from this amazing video. I've already been looked at by a few people across the university. So when they start calling me Dean Chancellor Mark, or I don't know, Presidente, or I don't know, Vice Presidente, I don't know. I don't know. It can be whatever. I'll take whatever role. Just make sure it's senorita salary. It must be related to senorita salary. Because if it's not related to senorita's salary, oh by golly goodness. Then I don't know about it, sweetheart. We know our worth now. Okay, so, and I see the time, and I don't know what you guys are thinking. Whoa, Mark, is the season finale, you gonna cut it short like that? First of all, remember what I said earlier in the episode, mind your what? Business. So So on that note, are you ready for the most must-see moment in Tuesday podcasting history? The final Mark's Minute of Season 6 starts now. So, let's just revamp this season. Let's talk about it, shall we? There's been a lot. It has been a crazy season. If we can just date it back, 10 weeks, I guess? Or 11 weeks, really. Remember, I took that break in the middle. It is just crazy to think where we have come from. June? June. Yeah, it's crazy to think where we've come from June. So let me ask you guys this question. In this season, I guess, in the beginning of the season, we were talking about the brain, the body, and the bank account. Can I ask you this? At the end of the season, did you work on at least one part of season 6 goals? We are 11 weeks. You got an extra week of the season. So, you know, 11 weeks. We've been here helping you out. We've been here for a long time helping you out. So, you know, hopefully you got one of those tips of the season, the brain, the body, and the bank account. First of all, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the brain. And brain, you know, mental health is real. Mental health is, you know, that's what it's all about. So I hope everybody took their mental health seriously this season. Yeah? I hope everybody took their mental health seriously this season. Because, you know, when you needed a break, you go take that break. When you need to go find your peace. Remember, that was last week's, you know, thing. Go find your peace. Y'all niggas was talking shit about Aaron Rodgers all goddamn summer. And all he needed to do, all he was trying to do was find his peace. He was just trying to, you know, his brain, his body, his back. He was just trying to get his brain. He already has his body. Look at him. What? You've seen him. He already has body and his bank account. That nigga is the three. Don't start. So my nigga Aaron Rodgers, he already knew. It was about the brain. It was about the brain. So I hope you guys really, you know, we learned. Oh, you know, I will wrap up. I got you guys. Don't. Relax. I hear you guys getting a little jumbled. I hear you guys writing on your little pen pads. Everybody relax. Remember, brain, body, bank account. Relax. I will get there. Okay. So, I hope, you know, if you need to focus on your body, and that's whatever you want your body to be, you know, that's not like you got to be skinny, you got to be whatever you want your body to be, let your body be that. And that's you be comfortable in your skin. That's what the body is all about. So that's that on that. I hope you are comfortable in your skin from this season. Now the bank account, let's talk about it. Because this is my personal life. This is my personal struggle all the time. Hopefully, you know, and then this season 10, I'll tell you, these 11 weeks have been, it's just been the, you know, it has been kicking my bank account's ass. Like, however, the future, I will say this, we have set up the bank account. So right now, my main focus, I have to start working on the body. And then I have to, actually, you know what? Honestly, what comes first, regardless, wherever you're at, the mind comes first. And that's what I really learned, like, recently. I really learned recently. You got to take care of your mind first. You got to have your peace of mind. And, you know, you really got to do it. Do what you need to do to have that peace. Like, as long as you're not, like, hurting nobody, you're not causing harm or nothing, you're not, like terrorizing villages and shit. Do what you need to do to find your peace that's peaceful, you know? Like, don't be a dick or don't, like, you know, do all that shit. But, like, just be, you know, find your peace, you know, because you really need that for your mental health. People, it's crazy how amazing people operate when they're comfortable, when they actually feel like they can just be, you know, just comfortable, you know? So, you know, it's taken me some time to learn that. I've actually learned that recently. You know, I've learned I'm a whole different person, comfortable. I'm actually, like, amazing. I think I fell more in love with myself when I'm comfortable. Versus, and even though I wasn't comfortable. So it was like, you know, I'm learning about comfortability and all that stuff. It's a new part of my life. You know, we're learning. 2021 has been a crazy mind fuck. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the mind fuck. So, you know, I say one of the closing messages is to just be happy. Do what you gotta do to be happy and be at peace with your mind, okay? Be at peace with your mind and put yourself in whatever position you need to be to grow and elevate. Evolve. You know, I saw something on social media. And this is a very bad take. I don't agree with it because, like, you know, you could be building. So, like, there's no timetable on building. You could be building. But it was like if you're in the same place as where last year, you know, you should try to like fix that. Okay, but no. Here's my take on that. If you are in the same part of your plan as last year, then that, yes, I think something needs to change. Something needs to change. Like, where are you going? You know, we're still here. We're still planning. I'll use this analogy. We're still planning the family reunion that we've been planning for a year. We're still in the same opening stages. We're still, like, at this point, we should have already had shirt designs. We should already had color designs. We should already know what we're doing. We should already know who's hosting what. But no, we're still doing what we were doing a year ago. So it's like, you know, and that's where I'm like, okay, I get that. So at this point in my life, really, I'm trying to like push myself forward and like grow, but like, because like, you know, like don't rush yourself. Enjoy your life. And like, you're on like nobody's timetable. Like, you like, remember that. Like, you know, you guys, you can experience life at 40. Like, what the fuck? Like, you're, you know, you don't have to, you know, just, we have a lot of years in this life. We can. Life's not care. We don't know how many years we have in this life. So it's all about living it. And doing what you believe, what you believe you got to do to, like, you know, find your peace, you know, your purpose in life, all that shit. So, you know, it's a lot going on. But I did say that I would finish off what, you know, I would give you guys what happened afterwards. And I've been silent on the situation for a few weeks because, you know, I don't know. Personally, I've just been, you know, there's been other shit going on that's like, okay, like, you know, it's been whatever. It's nothing. I will let you guys know the conclusion of the trials. Yes, I know. You guys thought it was done. You guys thought I forgot about it. I think it was like episode 7. But I told you guys, they will be back. They will be back. And they made their appearance on the season finale of Emotions with Mark. So, and it's not a long one. I'm not here to drag anybody through the dirt. Like I said, in the beginning of the episode, like that was, or in the beginning of the thing, that was never the intention. Everything that was said was just things that were done. So it was never like a, let's drag this guy through the dirt. Remember that, you guys. So let's just remember that. That's all I remember. Mark is not a dick, okay? I understand after today and after, you know, after today, the general consensus is Mark's a dick. I get it. I don't think it's right. I think I you know, you guys aren't going to give me a chance to explain why I'm not a dick. I understand. And even if I explain it, nobody's going to hear it from my point of view. I don't think I am a dick, but I think I am just taking my own, you know, route in life. But it's okay. I understand. We are all entitled to our own opinions. And I love everybody. I love and respect everybody to the extent of which I need to love and respect you. But with that said, I would just like to say that the apartment is now, like, ours. Like we won that battle. The custody battle of the castle was won. So after holding a room hostage for about a month and a half for nothing, there was like no fight. It was the most pointless situation. It was stupid. It was very stupid. It was very stupid. It was dumb. It was drawn out. Aviata hates. Not, they don't hate us. Not even Aviata. Let me stop. Let me rewind. They are very, you know, it was stressful. It was a lot of emails going back and forth. There was just a lot of back and forth bullshit. Let's just say that. It was a lot of back and forth bullshit. But I'm glad that it's over. We're on to bigger and brighter things. Like I said, school starts next week. Like, we're on, it's a whole different thing. So, with that, I just want to say, and with this will be the final thing on Mark's Minute. It's been a crazy season 6, and season 7, you know, is going to come when it comes. Like, don't hold me to it. Like, don't hold, Relax. This isn't Mark, like, saying he's not doing season 7. No. Season 7 will be here. And I'm going to, you know, in my normal time frame. You relax. Because I know what you guys are thinking. Mark can't handle it. Mark found something he can't do. No. Relax. Just be wary of the time change. Be wary of all the changes. Because big changes are coming. Emotional changes are coming. I don't know. I just feel like niggas are, you know, niggas are going to nig. Niggas are going to nig, and that's just the bottom line on that. Niggas are going to nig. It's 2021, and I'm just ready, TBH, to get to Christmas. So, and that's that on that. That was the final Mark's Minute of Mimosas with Mark Season 6. Alrighty, and now we are back. So, to close off this amazing season, this whirlwind of a season it's been, I don't know, you guys. Season 7, I don't know what to expect in season 7. I don't even know where we're going to be at. So, shit, you know, basically, what I'm going to tell you guys is, and you guys can play me out. You guys just get fucking ready, okay? Season 7, I'm going to try to make it as jam-packed. I'm going to try to get it as involved as I possibly can. You know I got UNLV back in my back corner. You know I got them niggas eating at the palm of my hands. So keep those mimosa hands. Well, keep that mimosa glass full. No pulp in that bitch. And I will see you guys on season 7 of Mimosas with Mark. Oh, yeah. Fucking stay tuned. All that shit. And I will see you guys when I return. Period.